has joined.
Good morning, Shavua.
Good morning, Shavua.
We will begin with a name include. And then we'll study the first Aliyah or Parash Bayera.
You're breaking it real bad.
Let me get off and follow in. Better.
Has joined.
Is that any better?
It's better.
Okay.
And if
I'm
not saying, it's better.
The Staliyah runs from chapter 2 of Exodus, verse 2 to verse 13. Chapter 6, verse 2. Vayadaber Elohim el Moshe vayomer elav. Ani Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo. Yohei Dawan Peyo. Vayra El Abraham, El Yitzhak, El Yaakov, El Shaddai, Shmei, Ushmi Adonai, Yohe Wahe, Adanu Yo, Yohe Dawanu Heyo, Lo No Dati Ahem. Um haki et the latte eskina et medurehem a share baruba with anita mahi et nakat bene Israel, Asher Mitzrayim, Ma'avivim, Otam. Why is Korethiriti, Lakene, Morive, Israel, Ani, Adonai, Yohe, Wahe, Adonai, Yohaida, one day. Now say and me taught he told me trying but salty and may I vote Judgment is saying, I am the God of mercy. And that's why I brought you. That's why I want you to redeem the people, because it's time to be merciful. Not that they have earned it. Not that they merit it. Verse 3. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob with the name Almighty God, which is Almighty Hashem. But with my name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, I did not become known to them. And also I established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their sojournings in which they sojourned. That's verse 4, but as a comment on verse 3, I think there's a spiritual teaching here that's very powerful. When it comes to individuals, it's only going to be related to the names of Elohim or Shaddai, but individuals are never going to merit the energy of mercy. They're never going to be connected to Hashem as an individual. But as part of a community, that's where your God is very open to demonstrate chesed and tiferet, loving kindness and mercy. The name of Hashem. Verse 5. And also I heard the moans of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians are holding in bondage, and I remembered my covenant. Therefore say to the children of Israel, I am Hashem, and I will take you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will save you from their labor. And I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. And I will take you to me as a people, and I will be a Hashem to you. And you will know that I am Hashem, your God, who has brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will bring you to the land concerning which I raised my hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it to you as a heritage. I am Hashem. Moses spoke thus to the children of Israel, but they did not hearken to Moses because of their shortness of breath and because of their hard labor. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Come, speak to Paro, the king of Egypt, and he will let the children of Israel out of his land. But Moses spoke before Hashem, saying, Behold, the children of Israel did not hearken to me. How then will Paro hearken to me, seeing that I am of closed lips? So Hashem spoke to Moses and to Aaron. And he commanded them concerning the children of Israel and concerning Paro, the king of Egypt, to let the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Verse 12 is a duplication of information we already know. This was the argument, the discussion that took place at the burning bush. Moses said he had closed lips, and Hashem said, well, you're going to have Aaron with you. So now Moses is raising the same question again. Is it of a different level? Is it teaching us that Moses has chutzpah to be able to speak to God this way? What is he being taught in this verse 12? Does anybody have any questions as we've completed the reading? So We are continuing our study with chapter 3 of the Perek Shira, and that is the third paragraph. No, we did the third paragraph, which was the vine is saying, and we did the fig. So we're going to do the next paragraph. Rimon Omer, Befelach HaRimon, Ra Katech, Mi Be'ad, Li Tzamatech. This is a verse from Shir HaSharim. The pomegranate is saying, your cheeks are like a piece of pomegranate behind your veil. Now this verse, which is coming from the Song of Songs, is confusing. The pomegranate is saying, you're like a pomegranate behind your veil. But who is he talking to for sure? Is he talking to Hashem? Is he praising Hashem? That is probably what is being said here. The pomegranate is one of the seven species of Israel. Pomegranate, according to tradition, has 613 seeds. But what is the veil? And what does it mean to have a piece of pomegranate behind your veil, behind the veil of Hashem? More questions than answers. The next paragraph. Tamar Omer Tzadiku Tamar Yifrach Be'eretz Bilvanon Ishke. This is a verse from Psalms. The palm is saying, the righteous flourish like the palm tree. They grow like a cedar in Lebanon. We need to be close to the two types of trees to understand their nature, their essence, in order to understand this psalm verse and to understand why the palm is saying this relationship. On a physical level, it's easy to understand it. The palm is saying a verse that relates, that has the word palm within it. The next paragraph. Tapuach omer kechapuach ba'atze ha'ya'ar ken dodi ben habanim ve'ilo imati washashavti ufiro ma'achok. This is another verse from Shir HaShirim. The esrog is saying, like the esrog tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among young men. I sat down under his shadow with delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. What makes the etrog such a unique fruit? It's called the hadar. The translation is usually beautiful. It's a beautiful fruit. It smells incredibly different than anything else. And the difference, the smell of the etrog is captivating. And the righteous, the tzaddikim, are captivating in their own way. If you've ever met a truly righteous person, their look, they take pictures of the modern tzaddikim, those who passed in the 90s and the early 2000s, people like the Chabad Rebbe, like Baba Sali. They take pictures of them to show us how incredible they are. How they tied together. So the tzaddikim flourished like the palm tree. I'm sorry. The etrog tree is so special, so is the beloved among young men, which means the tzaddikim. I sat down under his shadow with delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. The etrog is not truly a sweet-tasting fruit. But there are sweet-tasting fruits among the trees of the wood. But why is the verse giving this poetic approach? Why not just give the description? Shir HaShirim is a poetic song. And it needs to be a poetic song because of what it does in removing all the negative actions that someone does from one Shabbat to the next, as long as on Friday afternoon you're saying the Shir HaShirim with Kavanah, which is what we do Friday afternoon. I think we're going to stop here. Does anybody have any questions? You all have a beautiful day. We have two classes left today. One is the 10 luminous emanations that we will be continuing our study, and the other is the Psalms class at 3:00. That's all Pacific time. Shalom Gadol to all. Have a beautiful day.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.